Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol is the lead agency investigating a fatal hit-and-run collision that claimed the lives of two Fortuna girls last week. So far, little information surrounding the collision has been released by the CHP, and that stands true today as well. CHP Public Information Officer Cy May said in an email yesterday that by releasing the names of the victims or any suspects, that could be detrimental to the investigation. May went on to say that investigators did make progress over the weekend and have contacted more potential witnesses, but that no new information, including the identities of the victims and any suspects, is forthcoming. The Fortuna Police Department and County Mental Health have joined together to provide counseling services at Fortuna Middle School today from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Children and students can drop in for assistance in processing the news about the incident. Eureka police officers responded to a report of a home invasion armed robbery at a residence on Bayshore Way in the early morning hours yesterday. Officers contacted the victim, who had been handcuffed by the intruders after he arrived home at around 2:30, and who then led the victim inside and demanded access to his safe. The suspects, who were armed with handguns, fled the scene in the victim's stolen vehicle, a silver Dodge Magnum, and they remain at large. This latest incident carries some of the hallmarks of an earlier home invasion robbery in Eureka on July 6th, when two armed suspects forced their way into a residence, bound and assaulted a victim, and fled with the victim's stolen car and items taken from the victim's safe. Those suspects remain at large as well. The district attorney's office announced that 34-year-old Eureka man Joshua Keyes will be sentenced to 9 years and 4 months in state prison after he pleaded guilty to one count of attempted robbery and one count of robbery, all while having one strike against him from a 2001 conviction. Keyes assaulted and attempted to rob a man at gunpoint at a gas station in Eureka on February 10th of this year, but he dropped a cell phone that led to his identification and arrest as he fled the scene. On February 18th, the victim of a residential burglary was able to ID Keyes as the man who broke into his house and stole money, a firearm, and other items. Keyes must serve 85% of that 9-year sentence. The search for a missing 63-year-old Klamath man has been suspended after 3 days of searching over the weekend and into Monday. The man was in a boat with five others when it capsized in the Klamath River as it came to assist another boat that had already capsized. The other boaters were able to make it to shore safely, but the missing man was not, and search and rescue personnel were unable to locate any sign of him during 3 days of search up and down the Klamath River. Jordan Christmas has news from St. Joe's.
St. Joseph Health in Eureka was nationally accredited after the hospital was awarded with the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval. The commission, which has accredited more than 4,000 hospitals, conducted an unannounced on-site survey, and St. Joe's was noted for its ongoing compliance with performance standards and quality service.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer took over in December of 2014, and now, a year and a half into her tenure as the city's 11th manager, she took a moment on Talk Shop to provide a general update on the city's finances and services. Diemer said that budget concerns are an issue in any city or town, and that in Arcata, they took the route of focusing time and money on top priorities as envisioned by residents and business owners.
I think we're a more efficient government, and I think we have monies addressing the highest priorities of our community at this point. Anything that was a lower tier priority for the community over the last 5 years has been stripped away to make room to preserve those programs, those activities, those services that really are the results that Arcata wants to see in their community.
Infrastructure and emergency services such as police, fire, and EMS are balanced with the needs of the community. And in Arcata, that means plenty of parks and open spaces, as well as recreation and citywide events that all need to be addressed.
I've always said, you know, Arcata really is a balance. They want to see the traditional infrastructure services, but not at a complete elimination of the quality of life amenities of a community. So it's that balance that we've still been able to strike through a lot of grants and a lot of partnerships, you know, in a lot of creative ways. But we live and work in a creative community that helps us with that.
You can hear Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer discuss the state of the city and other topics on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.